Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, more great news from Rome this morning at the European Athletic Championships, where Ireland's women's 4x400 metre team have won in the qualifiers, which means they're into the final tomorrow evening at 8:05. I'm joined from there by athletics correspondent with the Irish Times, Ian O'Riordan. Good morning, Ian.
Yes, good morning, Claire.
This sounds like a great run this morning.
Well, it was, as you said there, 12 hours more or less exactly since that thrilling 400 metres final last night, where Rashida Adeleke ran one of the fastest times of all time to win the silver medal behind the Polish woman, Natalia Kaczmarek. I mean, we were so excited by that race last night that we kind of thought it would take some time to come down. And then we come down to the stadium again this morning, and who else but Charlene Mosley comes out for the heats of the women's 400 metres. Now, she was in that final as well last night, don't forget. She ran a little bit below her best to finish eight, and you could tell she was a little bit disappointed.
Yeah.
But she gave herself every chance to see, look, if I'm recovered in this morning, I'd like to be back involved in the relay. And they were in the second semi-final, and they were fourth when she took over the baton, and only the top three were sure of going through. And I don't know how she does it, and I'm not exaggerating here. It was like a superpower run. She produced another 49.76 second split to move from fourth up to first, and lo and behold, Ireland are now back into the final as the fastest qualifier. The expectation now is that Rashida Adeleke will join that quartet for the final. You're allowed to make two swaps for the final, which will happen tomorrow night, as you mentioned there, at 8 o'clock. So whether Adeleke is there or not, my information is that she will. I think Ireland are certainly well positioned for another medal on the closing night.
And will you put that run that Charlene did there this morning in context for us? 49.76 in the last leg of a 4x400 metres, Ian.
Yeah, and that would be her fourth race of this week, because of course she was involved with the mixed relay last Friday night, which already seems like a lifetime ago. Then she would have run her 400 metre semi-final, where she ran a very quick time. And you could see last night she was very disappointed. She was one of those runners who possibly went out a little bit fast. And as I mentioned, we were all so engrossed in the race between Adeleke and Kaczmarek coming down the home straight that we kind of didn't look at the clock too closely. It was only afterwards when you saw the 48.98 winning time, and then Rashida's 49.07, which smashed her own Irish record of 40.20, which she set last year. These are the two fastest European times this century, to put that in context.
It's extraordinary. And
it would have won Rashida five of the last six Olympic gold medals. The only medal she wouldn't have won actually was Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Last time out, but the previous five Olympics were won slower than 49.07, to give you some idea of just what she's done
and
at
age
21.
It was clear that Rashida was gutted last night in the post-race interview with David Gillick, that, you know, she hadn't taken gold. Talk about putting pressure on yourself. But also what was clear was that her eyes are very firmly on the Olympics, and she talked about training the whole way through with an eye on what's coming down the track in July, which I suppose raises the hopes of a nation for what's might happen in Paris.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe initially there was a slight sense of disappointment there. But no, I think the more she reflected, like all of us on the night last night, and maybe there was a couple of later interviews when she realised, when she looked at the times, she's gone, OK, I've run a 49.07. And as you say, this is not even my peak goal. The big target is those Paris Olympics in just over a month's time now. So I think it's actually possibly maybe worked out for the best that she's got that extra bit of incentive and hunger now, as disappointing as it might have been not to have won gold. But as I say, go back to the performance of Kaczmarek. Like she's a seasoned runner. She's won silver here before. She's won silver on the world stage. She thought this was her chance at the gold medal. So for it even come so close, I think it was a superb performance. And then, as I say, to come back with a possible another relay medal tomorrow night, that would be her third medal in total. Assuming, and I hope I'm not getting ahead of myself here, but for her, which at age 21, I don't think there's too many 21-year-old athletes have won three European medals.
Now, our men's team in the 4x400 didn't do as well this morning, unfortunately. They won't be in the final, is that right?
Yeah, well, they were in the first semi-final, and it's only the top three to go through, plus the two fast non-qualifiers. They were sitting in that second spot after the first heat, but no, they were bumped out then in the second semi-final. But that's a young team as well. That's a really young team. There's a 17-year-old on that team, so. And you can tell that it's the old cliche that the performance of the relay teams overall, I think, are raising the performances. Like, there was no great expectation on that men's team, but I certainly think they're a coming team for 2 or 4 years down the time, something like that. And it's certainly a question as well now. Like, I think, as I say, my information is that Adeleke will run the final. But just to look at the list there from this morning, I have it here in front of me. The Dutch women only qualified in third, but they can bring in their superstar Femke Bol for the final as well. Plus the old Natalia Klaver from the Dutch team as well. So you have two more Dutch women to come back there. So it could be a repeat of the mixed relay final where Ireland and potentially Dutch could be battling it out for gold.
Okay, so what we want to watch out for tonight is the 4x400, the women running at 8:05 our time. Ian, isn't that right?
Tomorrow night, Claire.
Oh, yes, tomorrow night. But tonight we have Laura Mooney running, don't we?
That's just a straight 10,000 metres final, yes. That's one of the last individual events, actually, for the Irish team. And then tomorrow night we also have Andrew Coscoran in the men's 1500 metres final, which is going to be interesting, because there was four runners actually fell in the heats, but they were all reinstated on appeal. So I think there's going to be a 17-man final where you would normally have 12. That's going to be interesting. But no, the women's 400 metres tomorrow night. That's the final
tomorrow night,
session.
8:05. Okay. So that's another night where I can't get anybody to bed in my house because everybody's too excited having watched these things. But it's just, I mean, for you, I mean, you're watching this for years, and it's a hackneyed phrase to say this is unprecedented, but it really is for Irish athletics, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I've been lucky to go back to the championships since Sonia Sullivan's time in 1998. But the one thing I will say, Claire, like, this is not really unexpected. I mean, some people are saying, where has this come from? Is this why are we suddenly becoming a sort of a minor superpower in athletics? But no, this has been coming for a while. We won two medals 2 years ago in Munich when Ciarán McGeehan obviously won silver. She stepped up to gold here. We all know the ability of someone like Adeleke, who's clearly taken that relay team to a new level as well. So I wouldn't say it's come out of nowhere. It's more a reflection, I suppose, maybe on delivering some of the potential that was there. Maybe in the past there might be one or two athletes covering up the cracks.
We all know, and you know, anything that is achieved like this in sport, it takes years of nurturing the little ones the whole way up to get to this point. It certainly doesn't happen overnight, but we're delighted that it's happening at all, and we've all been glued to it. Ian, thanks so much for joining us once again. So don't forget, relay finals on tomorrow night, 8:05. We'll all be rooting for the 4x400 metre women's team. And then you can watch Anika Thompson and Laura Mooney in that women's 10,000 metre final tonight, live on the RTE player at 8:05. Right now, we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.